You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
I need to be on the air. Good morning, Lee.
Yeah, you're here.
Okay, good.
We got you.
Awesome. We've had trouble turning this on this week, but we'll get over it. Okay, so remember this as a historic week in America, truly, where the GOP finally, after decades of having every institution illegally weaponized against us, to the point where the Democrats had, you know, gone a long way to establishing the norm of, well, whoever runs for president on the Republican side will simply put them in prison. We'll commit fraud if we have to, as the FBI did in the classified documents case, got caught in Florida. Perjury, fraud. But, you know, whatever it takes, we're Democrats, laws don't apply to us. We'll just put whoever runs for office on the Republican side in prison. And that was fine. With the decades of leaders, you know, the leaders of, you know, before who were still left, the Mitch McConnells, the George Bushes, all of them, they didn't have a word to say about it. They were cool. They were good. That's the level to which we had capitulated, to where Donald Trump was facing 700 years in prison. And they were trying him using interpretations of laws that it's never been used that way before since the founding. They were ignoring basic precepts of law like statute of limitations that apply to everyone else in America but Donald Trump. And Republicans, we got their one capitulation at a time. We never pushed back. We never fought back. When they stole the election from us, we threw our hands up and didn't speak of it because the Democrats said not to. And we ended up in a really, really bad place when Democrats saw they could steal an election. And come on, they knew all about the 19,000 fake licenses China sent through Chicago O'Hare. They knew about it. FBI scrubbed it off their system to avoid investigating it so those licenses could be used to generate fake absentee ballots. That's going to be a huge scandal. We capitulated and capitulated and capitulated. Whatever they wanted to do was okay. Didn't fight back, didn't try, didn't bother. And that's how you end up with whatever candidate you come up with on his way to prison. So, Lee, we had to fight back to the point where we could even get on the field of battle. And that was the day Trump won. Just to get on the field of battle, the actual battle began this week. And for the first time, Donald Trump is forcing, by sheer force of will, the Republican Party to fight back. Believe me, none of these people would be doing any of this if Trump wasn't in office.
Sad but true, yeah.
Everything we're seeing this week, from unleashing the National Guard in D.C., potentially, to announcing to the left, you misbehave during the Olympics, you think of this, you and your Chinese billionaire funders, which, by the way, is illegal for them to take money from a foreign organization. We need to begin prosecuting that. We need to begin applying laws to Democrats. You mess up, you interrupt the Olympics, I'm bringing the military down on your head. You need, and he is single-handedly forcing them in these left-wing jurisdictions like DC, announcing overnight, hey, I'm going to unleash the National Guard on you. Forcing them to comply with laws and to implement laws on the books. We are not going to live lawlessly. We are not going to lose control internally of territory, fighting back. Before, all Republicans would do, Lee, is point to whatever bad things Democrats were doing and say, hey, send us some money, we'll fight. But they'd never fight. They'd just fundraise off of it. So the screaming, the yelling, the yowling we are hearing over Texas is because the Democrats recognize that for the first time, we have begun to fight in ways they routinely do. I mean, look at Kathy Hochul in New York. She's out there screaming and yelling the governor about, redistricting in Texas, and this is an abomination, and it's an attack on democracy. Her constitution prevents her from redistricting in her state. But every 10 years, she did it last year to get rid of three Republican districts with New York losing population. That was a year ago.
Pot meat kettle.
Yes. But we're finally, if they are screaming, it means we are finally fighting. I've never seen us fight like we have fought in the last week, all the fights that are being launched, including, hey, we're redoing the census. You guys committed fraud. We're not keeping these numbers. And by the way, we're not counting the illegal immigrants that you illegally voted, brought here to eventually vote for you, but in the short term, count the census so you could steal 20 to 30 seats. We're not counting them. The old GOP would have pretended there was no fraud. In fact, they did. That was my biggest gripe, one of my two biggest gripes with Kevin McCarthy as speaker. He said nothing. Did nothing, no press conference, not even a mean tweet from the Republican leadership when the Census Bureau announced, hey, we committed mass fraud, sorry. We fired 300 people. Did you fire any of the supervisors who instructed them to commit fraud as the inspector general and his investigation found? No, we kept them. Oh, okay, cool. Not so much as a single complaint from the Republicans. Democrats see that. That's where they get the idea, Lee, that we can just go ahead and put Republicans in prison now. They'll be cool with it.
Like DC teen carjackers. They're being coddled.
Yeah, they're being coddled. That's a Democrat strategy as well. So we have begun finally to fight back this week as Donald Trump establishes the standard. We will fight back. We are not getting rolled over anymore. We're going to fight back like big balls, even if it's 8-10-1. Democrats always fight back against incredibly long odds. Heck, they initiate the fight. They throw the first punch when they're outnumbered. And then they try for decade after decade after decade till they finally wear us down and they win. Because we never fought. But we're fighting now. And that is why this is my favorite clip of the week. Opened the show with it yesterday. James Carville, because he knows. He knows it's all slipping away for the Democrats. How does he know that? Why did he say it this week? Because he knows those seats are fake. He knows 20 to 30 of them should belong to the GOP. He knows we've never fought back before. He knows if we fought back, they're going to have a hard time winning a majority in Congress, period, in any election.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yep. Because we're fighting. And look, the left needs to begin to understand that if you implement policies that let out rapists, pedophiles, and other violent criminals, we will unleash the National Guard on your city. We'll take the territory back. We are not living this way. We are not letting international gangs take our cities. They're going to just have to learn it the hard way. We're going to have rule of law. It's very exciting. I'm also excited about Trump normalizing the idea of putting cryptocurrency, by the way, in people's 401ks, mm-hmm. making that an investment vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it is a release valve letting people out of a potentially in the future failing dollar.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as everybody understands the risks involved,
sure.
Fine, let them take that risk. Because with great risk comes great reward many times. And when you are locking people into certain, financial issues, then you are limiting the growth potential and also, you know, having an influence on the market itself.
You remember during the Biden administration, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, they were trying to get rid of crypto. And the reason they were trying to get rid of crypto is because they can't monitor it. And they had intended to go full digital ID. They may still, if Jerome Powell stays at the Federal Reserve. I mean, 2026 is the year that we're supposed to get central bank digital currency. That only works for spy and money control purposes. The Democrats and the government were going to control what you could spend your money on if there's no crypto. If you can just bounce back and forth into crypto, they can't control you. And that's Donald Trump doing that. That's the power of it, whether it's a great investment on any given day or not. That's the power of it, is you can slip out of the dollar and out of potential government authoritarianism. That's what makes me excited about it. Again, so many things going on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.